It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Oh, love lies. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, Walmart Jeff. Hanging out with you Tuesday morning. It is 6:10, and oh my God, is it cold out there.
Yeah, what a night, huh?
My garage door was frozen shut. It took me forever to get out. Yeah, I have no idea. So I went in. I woke up Mr. Automotive, the fiance. He's like, just pour warm water on it. I'm like, okay. So I filled up a thermos, and I poured warm water along the base.
Yeah.
Of the garage door, and boom, it opened. He was right.
Nice.
But then I left it open because I was leaving, and I thought, well, that water's going to freeze when I shut the door. I was torn. I was like, do I shut the door and let it freeze and let him do the same thing I did, or do I leave the door open?
See, I would have closed it.
You would have?
It's 2021, Courtney. You got people crawling around your neighborhood.
I know, whatever.
Hey, animals.
Look, good luck. There ain't nothing in there. Have at it. But it is freezing out, and I've got the three things you absolutely need to know today. And, of course, the first thing is the weather. Very cold. Feels like 4 degrees in Hartford right now. Mostly sunny. Gusty cold wind all day. Upper 20s, but chills in the teens in the afternoon. But this morning, we're talking 4 degrees or zero.
Wow.
It's super duper cold out there. Second thing you need to know today is that Governor Ned Lamont announced that he is activating the state's severe cold weather protocol through noon today due to the cold temperatures. Of course, you can always dial 211 to find a warming center. If you know somebody who's cold or needs warmth, there are warming centers throughout the state that are open.
I mean, with all the power outages and stuff like that, if you don't have heat this morning, you might want to check one out.
There is 17,000 power outages, and they're working on it. And then the last thing you need to know, the third thing, and so important, iHeartRadio celebrating International Women's Day with a special event called iHeartRadio Presents See Her, Hear Her, celebrating women in music, taking place on March 8th, which is this coming Monday, International Women's Day, featuring interviews with Gwen Stefani, Cardi B, and Kelsey Ballerina. The live one-hour special streaming on iHeartRadio's YouTube and Facebook pages at 8 p.m.
That's awesome.
So, and I'll have all that information also up on our blog for you. So those are the three things you need to know today. Oh, all the hits, Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, 626, very cold, very windy, sunny. Wind chills in the teens today. Call 211 for a warming center if you need to find some place to get warm. It is time for Walmart Jeff's Junk.
If you're a fan of the Food Network.
Yes, I watch it all the time.
Guy Fieri.
It's the Guy Fieri Network, because anytime I turn it on, it's him.
Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Oh, my God. Supermarket Sweeps.
Yeah, the Guy's everything. Grocery Games.
Yes, I can't. Everything.
The Backyard Barbecue with all his buddies. He invites all his friends over. Well, now Guy is coming to Connecticut, Courtney.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, Guy Fieri has opened up 5 new Flavortown Ghost Kitchens right here in Connecticut.
Well, if it's a ghost kitchen, how do you find it? How do you know it's coming from him?
You got to hit up DoorDash, Grubhub, or Uber Eats because it's delivery only.
Okay.
So you have to log on to the app and you have to order your food through the app. So they have 5 locations, one in Darien, Connecticut, Glastonbury, Newington, Avon, and then there's a location inside the West Farmers Mall in Farmington.
Oh my God.
And they're all located right now inside Bertucci restaurants because Bertucci's closed.
Oh, okay.
So that's where the ghost kitchen comes about.
Doesn't he own Joey Garlic's too? I think he owns Garlic's. No? Okay.
Now he owns another one, something like that.
Yeah, so anyway, that's kind of cool. And I heard that his food is amazing.
Yep, you're going to get Southern homestyle food, including the bourbon brown sugar barbecue wings, cheesesteak egg rolls.
Yes.
Cajun chicken Alfredo, fried pickles and ranch dressing, and so much
more. Oh, my God. I love that.
So if you're looking to dine out and get delivery this weekend, check out the Flavortown Kitchen.
And if you can't dine out and you're like me, I'm still waiting. Once I get my couple of shots, I will be hitting up every restaurant that I know. That's for sure. But if you can't dine out and you want to cook, we've got a $1,000 Big Y gift card. You can win that super easy. Sign up right now at kiss957.com. Oops, sorry. Now, sometimes I get caught singing. I love the music so much. Oh, well, that's what I say. Doja Cat, Say So, all the hits. Kiss 95.7. It is Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. I'm sorry if your ears are bleeding.
Thank you for the apology.
I had to get it out. It is time for your Hollywood Report. Let's jump right in. Ryan Fisher, who was shot while walking Lady Gaga's dogs in L.A. last week, is well enough to write an emotional Instagram message. He wrote, "While a car sped away and blood poured from my gunshot wound, an angel trotted over and laid next to me. My panicked screams calmed as I looked at her. And even though it registered that the blood pooling around her tiny body was my own. Ah," he says, "I'm so grateful for the treatment I received during recovery, first responders and healthcare workers. You literally saved my life." He's referring to Lady Gaga's dog, Asia. Apparently,
I was trying to figure out what angel was visiting him.
One of Lady Gaga's dogs stayed right by him and laid next to him until help arrived. You can read the whole message on our blog, and he's expected to make a full recovery, which is awesome. Taylor Swift upset at the makers of a Netflix sitcom on the season finale of Ginny and Georgia. Do you ever watch that, Walmart Jeff? I haven't seen it.
It's new. I haven't checked it out yet.
One of the characters asks another character if she's broken up with her boyfriend, to which she replies, "What do you care? You go through men faster than Taylor Swift." Taylor hit up Twitter and wrote, "Hey, Ginny and Georgia 2010 called, and they want its lazy, deeply sexist joke back. Good for you, Taylor."
Come on.
That's just such a stupid joke, though.
I know, but
leave her alone. It's stupid. And finally, Seth Rogen has launched his own marijuana company. He posted a video making that announcement.
"Hi, I'm Seth Rogen.
Hi, Seth.
And if you know anything about me at all, I'm going to assume it's that I really love weed. But what you probably don't know about me is that I have been working on my own weed company for the last 10 years. And we are finally ready to launch in America. It's called Houseplant. And what we're doing is bringing you the best strains of weed that have been hand-picked. And by that, I mean hand-smoked by me."
Doesn't get funnier than that. If you want to check that out and more on all of these stories, just head over to kiss957.com/Courtney. Oh, it's cold. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. My garage door frozen shut this morning. Ha! That's nice. The weather for today, very cold and windy, sunny, wind chills in the teens. It feels like 4 degrees in Hartford right now. 211 if you need to find a warming center. All right, it is time for good news. Every weekday morning at this time, we bring you good news, and we'd love to hear your good news. Is there something going on that's making you super happy? Something in your world? Share it with us. Tell everybody about it. 860-247-9570. Because if you're happy, it makes me happy. I know it's corny, but it's true. I've got some good news. If you're single, now it used to be that online dating was all about hooking up.
Yes.
Swipe right, swipe left, meet, hook up. Now, because of the pandemic, they're saying people who meet online are more likely, listen to this, Walmart Jeff, to get married and have children than people who meet in person.
Really?
Online has completely flipped the switch.
Wow.
During the pandemic.
That's interesting.
Yeah, they're saying you're more likely to find true, long-lasting love if you're dating online right now because of the pandemic than if you were to meet somebody in person. I kind of like that. So if you're single, chin up. You got this. All right. It is time for your good news, Walmart Jeff.
Well, according to InStyle, which I'm not sure what that is. It's either a magazine or an internet website.
It's a magazine.
I have good news. The mullet. That hairstyle where it's business up front, party in the back.
Yes.
That is going to be all the rage in the next couple months. It's going to be one of the biggest hair trends of 2021, thanks to Miley Cyrus.
Okay.
And some other hair trends. You're going to have to help me out on this, Courtney. All of these, actually.
Okay, go ahead.
Bangs, especially 70s curtain bangs. Yeah. I don't know what that means.
I don't know what the curtain bang is, but I feel like bangs are back only because if you're too afraid to go get Botox, I call it Bangtox. You just cut the bangs and you don't see the forehead lines.
Blunt bobs.
Oh, blunt bob, meaning if your fiance, you ask him to trim a little off the ends, and then he cuts like 5 inches off and it's just blunt, not blended. It's just like a cut.
We had a friend. I had a friend named Blunt Bob in high school.
Different meaning.
Different meaning, though. And then I guess this the hairstyle, the Rachel, which I don't know what that is. That is coming back.
Rachel from Friends. Yeah, that was kind of a really, she had beautiful hair.
Yeah,
the Rachel from Friends. I love that. All right, if you've got good news, oh boy, we'd love for you to call us with your good news. Call us 860-247-9570. All right, let's get some good news. All the hits, Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. Ray is on the phone. Good morning, Ray.
Hi, Courtney. I wanted to share some good news. I tried to call yesterday.
That's okay.
So I have two boys, and my oldest son is a recovering heroin addict. He's been clean 2 years.
Woohoo! Yes, congratulations.
Thank you. My youngest son hasn't had a relationship with his brother for 6 years, and I haven't had my kids together in 6 years in the same room.
Oh my God.
And my oldest son's birthday was Friday, and he said, Mom, all I want is for my brother to come to dinner, and my youngest son came.
Oh my God, I have the chills right now, Ray.
I know. It was amazing. It was amazing.
Wow.
And they talked like they had never skipped a beat, so I had to share that because there is a God out there and miracles do happen.
They do. They do. And you just have to stay strong. It is a horrible disease. It tears families apart, and I'm so glad that your family is back together. I love that. Wow, what good news.
Thank you. Thank you. You guys have a great day. I listen to you every morning going to work.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for listening. And thank you so much for sharing such beautiful news. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Share good news. 860-247-9570. 709. All the hits, Kiss 95.7. It's Courtney and Walmart Jeff. I know you're waking up like, what the heck was going on last night?
Yeah, if you even slept.
The wind was insane. Very cold, very windy throughout the day today. Sunny, though. Wind chills in the teens. 211 for a warming center. Lots of warming centers are going to be open throughout the morning. But yeah, give yourself a little extra time because if you're like me, your garage door is frozen shut. So,
or if you're like me and you had to take a 25-minute detour through Colchester
That's
to get
true.
To work.
There are some power lines down. There are power outages. So yeah, just be careful and plan on taking a little extra time this morning. Mary in Middletown is standing by Walmart, Jeff. She wants to be on War of the Roses.
Sorry.
Please don't laugh at people's pain.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Mary in Middletown thinks her husband could have a girlfriend. He's been acting shady. She wants to be on War of the Roses, so we're going to try to get some answers.
And I will be sensitive to Mary's needs.
Thank you, Walmart Jeff.
No problem.
That's very kind of you. So Mary's going to tell us what the heck is going on with her husband. Then we're going to call her husband and try to get information out of him. War of the Roses coming up in just 5 minutes. Oh, it's just about that time. Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. We are prepping for War of the Roses. Are you ready, Walmart Jeff?
I don't know.
Okay, well, you got to get ready because you literally have seconds. War of the Roses, if you think your significant other is cheating, you call us and we get answers. This morning, we're going to Middletown. Mary is on the line and she thinks her husband, Nelson, is cheating. Good morning, Mary.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing okay, and I certainly hope we can help you out this morning.
I hope so. I'm like beside myself. So I got a credit card statement in the mail.
Okay.
And I saw a charge for the Coach store. So it was for $697. Like,
whoa.
That's why it stuck out to me, because that's a lot of money. And I'm thinking to myself, what the heck? I didn't make this charge. So I asked my husband if he made this charge at the Coach store.
Right.
And he said no, that, you know, obviously someone had gotten our credit card and, you know, we had been hacked. And he took the card and he said, I'm going to call the credit card company myself. But you know how, like, that little thing sits on your shoulder and says, that doesn't seem right? You know, the little red flag goes up. It just didn't seem kosher. So I asked him, I said, what's going on? Like, why is
weird.
This, like, weird secrecy around? He said, what are you talking about? This is just, you know, our credit card got hacked. It's been happened before. It'll probably happen again. No problem. I'm going to deal with that. So I thought maybe he was just covering up because he got me like this really cool thing from the Coach store for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
When Valentine's Day comes around, I get a card.
Yeah.
A card.
And nothing
That's
in it.
It.
Not like nothing, not a Coach bag.
No.
Nothing.
No. I'm assuming it's like a, you know, a purse or, you know, something like that. I mean, I went on the Coach website and, you know, these bags are beautiful, but $697, holy moly.
See, Walmart Jeff buys his wife Coach bags a lot. $637 or so. Walmart, is that a nice bag? Or is that
mid-range
Coach?
I'm not going to lie. You were doing a lot of talking and I completely tuned you out.
Oh my God.
Here's the thing, though.
Don't be rude.
Wow.
I'm sorry, but here's the thing. Maybe he bought the bag for you for, like, Valentine's Day, like you thought.
Right.
And maybe he actually took it back because you didn't perform up to your womanly duty.
Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, my gosh. Did you really just say that?
I'm just saying, sometimes I do.
What a terrible thing to say.
I know, but sometimes I do that with my wife. I'll
That's
buy her
disgusting.
Something, and if she does something to tick me off, I'll return it and not give it to her.
Mary, can you please just don't listen to him, please? I think it's sketchy. Like, you know, if it was a smaller charge and he's like, I'll deal with it and just brush it off. That's a large charge for him to be acting sketchy then about, you know?
And he didn't even get, like, really worked up about it. Okay. Which, you know, like, yeah. outraged. Like, if I had, you know, that kind of money on my credit card, which yeah. I did, I mean, I was outraged that this, you know, this mistake was made. Like, someone got our card, and, you know, what else are they going to charge? But he did not, he acted kind of weird about it. And that's what made me think, well, maybe it's, you know, it's a Valentine's gift. And then I got a card, and I was like, oh, okay, there's something wrong
yep,
here.
Yep, we got it.
This is not right.
Yep, we got it.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh.
All right.
Let's
so this is what we're going to do, Mary. We're going to call Nelson. We'll offer him roses. You'll be listening in. We'll try to get some information out of him. It does seem a little sketchy to me. So hang tight. We're going to call Mary's husband, Nelson. We'll do that next. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. We're back. It is War of the Roses. We're in Middletown. And boy, this one's a doozy. We've got Mary on the line who thinks her husband, Nelson, is cheating. We're getting ready to call Nelson. But you know what, Mary, if you could keep it short, just let me ask you. You saw a credit card charge for the Coach store for over $600, and you didn't get anything for Valentine's Day or after from Coach.
Correct.
Okay. She questioned her husband about it. He's acting sketchy. We're about to call Mary. You'll be listening in. Jump in at any time, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hold on, Mary. We're going to call Nelson. Ooh, God, I'm just so nervous about this one.
She's a talker.
You can't be rude. She's going through something. You have to be. Don't be so rude about it, you know?
I hear you.
Clearly in a state. Patrick.
Hello?
Hey, is Nelson there?
Yeah.
Hey, Nelson, this is Cam from Flowers Express. How are you this morning?
I'm good.
You're doing
good?
How
can I help you?
Well, you're going to be doing a lot better after I tell you that you actually just won our online weekly contest, which is a dozen free roses, absolutely free, courtesy of Flowers Express. Congratulations.
Okay, I didn't sign up for anything.
We got your info off of Facebook, like we do with all of our winners. And basically, like I said, it's a free dozen roses. It's a pay-it-forward promotion. So we're not going to send the roses to you. We are going to send the roses to someone that you choose free of charge on your behalf.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, this is such a great promotion. If you're down, we can get these flowers out within the next 10 to 15 minutes, if that's great with you.
Okay. Yeah, so let's do it.
All right, Nelson. So let's start at the top. Let's pick a color. I have red, I have white, or yellow roses. Which would you like?
Let's go with white roses.
All righty. Awesome. And I have a card here. I can fill out a card. Is there a message that you would like to write in the card?
Yeah, you can just put I love you.
I love you. Let's see. One, two, three words that can go a long way. Mm-hmm. All right, Nelson. And finally, who should I address the card to? I'm sorry about that.
You can send it to, do you need like first and last name or?
I mean, I'm just going to address the card, like put the name up at top, like so-and-so, you know, like to.
I'll give you the address afterwards.
Yeah, I'll grab that later.
Okay. You can put to Dearest Rebecca.
Dearest Rebecca.
Oh,
this is gonna be
good. My God. Are you kidding me right now? Are you kidding me right now, Nelson?
Nelson, it's Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. You are on the radio. That is your wife, Mary, on the line. You need to tell her who Rebecca is. Go ahead, Mary.
Yeah. Who the heck is Rebecca?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm waiting. I can't even believe this is happening. I cannot even believe. Is this that woman at work? Is this that woman at work?
Look, I'm not even going to discuss this. Like, we have.
No, you are going to discuss
this. No, this is.
You absolutely are going to discuss. Is that what that $697 charge was for to the Coach store that I asked you about?
No, look, I don't think this to you. Look, we have. This is not the right situation.
No.
Gosh.
Yeah, it is the right time. Listen to me. I just need to know one thing from you. I can't even believe this is happening. My life is like falling apart in front of my eyes. You said, I love you. Are you in love with this woman? Or is this like just one of those affair things?
Look,
I need to know, are you in love with Rebecca?
Like, this is, we have way bigger issues than this to discuss, Mary.
I got nothing
bigger
going
issues
on.
Than being in love with another woman. I don't.
Yeah.
No, this is not. I'm sorry, guys. This is not happening on air. I refuse to do this.
Oh, I think he hung up. Oh, my God. Boy. Mary Nelson hung up. Are you okay, Mary?
No, I'm not okay. Hold on, Mary. Just fell apart.
Oh, my gosh. Hold on. He just hung up. Mary, this is what I'm going to do, Mary. I'm going to offer you couples counseling. I mean, you need to talk to him. He doesn't want to talk on the air. That's fair. You guys can talk off the air and see what's going on. But keep us posted. I'm going to offer marriage counseling. We're going to pick up the tab. I want to talk to you, so I can tell you're upset. Take a deep breath. I'm going to put you on hold. Don't go anywhere, okay? I'll be right back.
All right. Yeah.
Yes, it is time for your Hollywood report. And listen to this, Walmart Jeff. Alec Baldwin and Hilaria Baldwin welcome their sixth child together.
Wow.
Just 5 months after giving birth to their son, Eduardo, Hilaria broke the news on Instagram with a photo of the baby alongside all of his siblings. Hilaria and Alec never announced her pregnancy. Rumor is it was either surrogate or adoption. They never announced that she was pregnant. She just had her baby boy like 5 months ago.
Yeah.
So they never announced she was pregnant, but they just welcomed another child, a sixth baby, either through surrogate or adoption. I don't know if it's physically possible.
I don't think so. Irish twins, that's usually 9 or 10 months.
Well, you can see the photo. It's adorable on our blog. Angelina Jolie is $12 million richer after selling a photo from Winston Churchill painting at an auction. It was, I guess it was a part of our... I'm wondering if she has to split it with Brad Pitt because I think it was their collection.
Oh, okay.
A Winston Churchill painting went for $12 million at Christie's in London. Can you believe it?
I love how they have like, art together. My wife and I, we buy art at like TJ Maxx.
Or good.
Marshalls.
Home Goods.
Yeah, Home Goods.
Home Goods has really good dog paintings. Yeah. I love it. I don't think mine would sell for $12 million. And finally, Britney Spears shares a rare photo with her two teenage sons. She says in the photo, her sons are 14 and 15. It's so crazy how time flies. She says, my boys are so big right now. I haven't posted photos of them for some time because they're at the age where they want to express their own identities.
You know, I've been looking at this photo for the last like 2.5 hours. I'm still trying to find the hidden message in there. There's a hidden message somewhere.
First of all, there is no hidden message. Her sons are both wearing masks, and they're taller than her, I believe.
Yeah.
Like, they're big boys. You can see the photo and more in all of these stories. Kiss957.com/Courtney. Harry Styles, Golden, all the hits. Kiss957, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning, 751. It is time for good news, and it's time for you to share good news. Make sure you call us. Tell the world about your good news, 860-247-9570. Good news if you're single. You may think, oh, it's so difficult dating in a pandemic and you got to do it online. Listen to this. It used to be that online dating was all about hookups, you know, swipe left, swipe right, and you hook up. Now, in a new study, it says people who meet online because of the pandemic are more likely to get married and have a family than those who actually meet in person.
Really?
Yes. So if you're like down and out and you're like, oh, I got to date online, it's a pandemic, I can't go to my favorite bar or whatever, don't worry about it because now more and more people are meeting online and that's where you're finding true, long-lasting love. Oh, that's my good news. What's your good news, Walmart Jeff?
My good news is if you're a fan of the mullet, the hairstyle where it's business up front, party in the back.
Probably not.
It is making a comeback in 2021 thanks to Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, she did. She, during the pandemic, I would think it was a couple months ago, actually, she just gave herself a mullet.
In Style magazine or website or whatever it is.
Her dad made the mullet famous, by the way.
In the 90s.
Yeah, Billy Ray Cyrus did, yep.
Bangs are coming back.
Yeah, bangs are coming back, and I'll tell you why. Because if you haven't gone to get your Botox, if you're a Botoxer, like for your brows, just cut the bangs. It's called Bang Tox, and it costs nothing.
All right.
And it covers up those lines.
Center parts are coming back.
Okay, I usually rock a center part. I think right now it's kind of a cockeyed center part, but that's just because I was lazy.
Looks like you had a couple martinis last night.
I did. Center parts are easy. Just do it.
The Rachel is also coming back from Friends.
Yeah, that's a good hairstyle.
And then blunt bobs are coming back.
Yeah, I had a blunt bob last March when I asked my fiancé, Mr. Automotive, just to trim off the ends for me, and he gave me a blunt bob.
I had a blunt bob in high school. He was a weed guy. We would go to him when we needed something.
Whatever.
Something other than
a
haircut.
All right, enough. Got it. Share your good news. 860-247-9570. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. It's time for good news. Good morning, Kiss. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Eve.
Eve, welcome to the show. Do you have good news?
I do. I found someone that's finally made me happy.
Okay.
That's made me love myself. And I'm just happy.
Did you find this person online?
I did actually through Tinder.
See, I told you, online dating is totally different. We're back before the pandemic. Tinder was probably a hookup. You know, you go there and you swipe left or right. But now they're saying right. all of them, including Tinder, that's how you're going to find long-lasting love. Oh, I'm so excited.
I mean, we'll see. It seems like it.
And how long has it been?
It's only been a week, but...
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
I know. We're not.
Don't be a clinger. You don't want to be a clinger.
No. I'm trying not to be.
I love that new kind of love excitement feeling. It's the best feeling in the world. So ride that
it
high.
It is. I will.
Well, keep us posted. Call us in a couple of months. Let us know if it's still going strong.
I definitely will. Thank you guys so much.
All right. You take care. Share your good news. 860-247-9570.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.